The Ticket's Bad Radio presents Bowling for Spares, July 14th at Showplace Lanes in Willis. Presented by Sonic Drive-In. And on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
13 after 5. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line here. Hey, we got a petty theft scene coming up Friday night.
Really? Where at?
Barley House.
Wow. Really? Where's that?
That's in Dallas, Cobra.
Oh.
That's on Henderson, just a little bit to the east of 75, or Central.
I think I'll check that place out.
It's a fun place. It's a good place. It's a place where this can be heard.
I bet you I've spent $75,000 in there the last 3 years.
You don't know the bartender.
And 75,000 hours in there, too.
Right. $1 per
hour.
Doing
this.
Roy?
All right, well, come see Little Petite Theft. It's Friday night, not Saturday, at the Barley House this week.
What time? You guys playing late? Or?
I believe we're the only ones.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll probably start about 10 or so. Time now to stop down for a little bit of...
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets. At 214-696-8001, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, Simon and Garfunkel, Thursday at the AAC. You want to know why I stopped there?
Because you're 100?
No, because I think we had all three dates on this thing wrong.
All right.
They're all different this week than they were last.
Motorhead at Trees?
No, not Motorhead.
No.
Simon and Garfunkel Thursday,
man,
at the AAC. And we had Jessica Simpson come in August. And it says here she's going to be at the Smirnoff this Saturday. True or no?
Yeah, she's here this Saturday.
And that Diana Krall was going to be in August, too. And she's going to be at Bass Hall Sunday, it says.
Yeah, that's true.
Screw us, then.
Just call them.
Yeah. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
You know how the musers are clueless? They proved it this morning. You know who they picked? You know how they do their biggest show?
Right.
You know who they picked this week?
Who?
Public Enemy over Simon and Garfunkel.
So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's been heard from very little so far today.
Mm-hmm.
Many like it that way. Here's Cobra.
Yes, they do.
Hi, Cobra.
Hey, Tommy. Now,
hello, Corby.
At the ESPY Awards, which will go on here very soon, I don't really like to plug the ESPY Awards because I think it's a waste of time, but this is interesting because there's going to be a big Pat Tillman tribute. And they have landed Tom Cruise to give the honor to Pat Tillman, or his family, I guess. It is, what do they call the award? Last year he was given the Arthur Ashe Courage Award because he quit football and joined the Army, and I guess this year he's just getting some special tribute from
Tom Cruise. Well, in other words, they need a hook. And so they're going to go, a year after the fact, they're going to still latch on to this.
Well, when did he get, he just got killed a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a year after the fact.
It's nice what they're doing for him.
Yes.
But there's no doubt they're doing it to attract viewers. And
well, do you fault them for that? Isn't that their job? Don't we try to attract viewers by landing big-name guests? Or?
Well, we try to attract listeners more than viewers.
We frown upon viewers.
Oh. You know what I meant. Hey, it's a ploy, but do you blame them?
That's just turning into the most cheesy outfit ever, that ESPN. They're cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesier than Fox Sports Net.
Yes.
Wow. It's interesting.
That's the network that brings us Rick Renner, you know.
I know. But you also get to look at the very hot Dana Larson. She's hot.
Is she the broad with the feathered hair?
Not feathered.
No, that's, you're thinking of the longer haired.
Yeah, the long haired porn star looking sports update chick.
Well, she does look like a porn star.
She's on the National, though. She's not local.
She's beautiful.
And fine.
And she's fine.
Dana Larson's got an annoying voice, though, man.
And you don't?
And you don't?
I'm not saying I do or don't.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about her.
I think we all need to take a good long look in the mirror before we start ripping other sports shows and TV networks and
sports.
Things like that. Because we're just as bad as every one of them. We're sorry,
fat, fat,
man.
Fat.
Oh, right. Speaking of fat, fat, fat. So I was at Primo's the other day.
Should have led with this, actually.
I was at Primo's the other day. And I saw Brett Hull. And he was wearing like a Danny Tiny shirt. And he looked like Expo. He was so fat.
Brett Hull?
Oh, it was.
Expo.
I could not believe that one of America's premier athletes was so fat. It was shocking.
Of course, you can't be trusted when you identify somebody as fat.
Oh, yes, I can. Fat. 5'8".
You hate the fat.
Quota.
You hate the old. You hate the gay.
Well, that's the kind of story we ought to get on E-News more often.
5'8", at least 240.
I'll bet he does not weigh over 210.
Grego, there is no question. And then I talked to a buddy of mine who works out at Dallas National, the golf course
Expo.
Where Madonna and Hull used to be a member out there. But he said that Madonna told him that Hull just gets grotesquely out of shape during
the
off-season. Yeah, and he shows up looking like a water buffalo. And he doesn't get much smaller during the season, but you can't tell because the jerseys are, you know, they're so big. I mean, you can't look at Seth in our game or Cactus. I mean, those guys are whales, but with a jersey on.
Come on.
Fatty, fat, fat.
You really can't tell.
They're not
whales.
So, the
Grego
same way with
me.
The
although
same way with Brett Hull.
The visual of Seth eating ribs shirtless yesterday has not left my mind.
Yeah, Seth
will that
big
linger for a while?
Uh-huh.
Mushy Seth.
Seth had the biggest boobs of anybody at the swimming pool yesterday.
Anyways, keep on the lookout for Brett Hull. He's a local celebrity, and you may see him.
By the way, Primo's overrated place. Overrated.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's good Mexican food, man.
Very mediocre.
No, it's good Mexican
food. Very mediocre.
No, trust me on this.
What's great about it?
The enchiladas.
The enchiladas.
You know what's great about it?
And they just extended the patio.
You sit outside and look cool.
And look
at
hot girls.
You know, you're eating on McKinney Avenue. You're one of the cool people.
Aren't they a sponsor?
They're probably not now.
Nothing wrong with Primo's.
Yeah, they're probably not now if they were before.
Leave them alone. It's good food.
The refried beans are very average.
That's why I get the bean soup, the beans in the bowl. Hot sauce, pretty much the best in town. There's going
to
be a new movie.
Food in Dallas, go to Mi Casino.
It's good. Mi Casino's good, too.
Go to Monica's.
Try Herrera's. Mm. There's several you can tackle here in the Dallas area. Go to Cochito's.
Stay away from Javier's.
Don't go to Javier's is good, too.
Stay away from Primo's.
No.
Don't rule out Tacos y Mas.
Go to Cochito's.
On Ross and Greenville.
What about Herrera's?
That's on Illinois.
Set Herrera's.
Out in the hood.
Okay.
And Elfie.
Gator.
Daredevil Robbie Knievel has a new jump in mind that's going to help promote his father's movie, the Evel Knievel movie on TNT. He will attempt the first ever jump over an array of military aircrafts aboard the USS Intrepid, the World War II aircraft carrier that's now a floating museum in New York. Ernie Johnson, the TNT NBA host, will provide play-by-play for Robbie's jump over the Intrepid.
I like that guy. I think he's good.
Ernie Johnson?
Yes, I think he's good.
Thought you hated him.
No, not Ernie Johnson. I'm one of the guys that defended that TNT show.
Is Evel Knievel dead?
No, he's very much alive. He had a liver transplant a few years ago.
From drinking. Boo.
Thank you, Charles.
By the way, he never paid the IRS. He owed him like $6 million back taxes. Never paid him. Just never paid him.
Can you blame him?
Well, if he can get away with that, why can't everybody?
I don't know.
Really?
No, he never paid him. He's like, I'm not paying him. Forget it. Not doing it.
Well, then how's he not in jail?
I don't know. But he's not. He jumped over the IRS. Let's see. Spider-Man 2, we told you yesterday, although no one was listening, that it made $116 million over the four-day weekend,
quota,
which pushes total up to $180 million. But how did Fahrenheit 9/11 do? Well, I'll tell you.
Snake.
It made another Cobra. $21 million.
That amazes me.
Snake.
How much?
So it did the same as it did when it opened, pretty much.
If it cost $10 million, I would be shocked.
That's what I was going to say. $10 million.
Cool, though.
And you saw who Order. Wrote, produced, and directed it. So you know where most of that money's
Snake.
Going, don't
Him.
You?
Michael Moore, who's on the cover of Time magazine this week.
With the Michael? Tiny American flag.
Yes.
It's a good story.
So you think this will change the election, huh?
It certainly has. Yeah, I think so.
Snake.
It's going to get skateboard people to vote. And skateboard
no, it's
people...
not.
Well, it's going to do...
You know what?
Is,
when
it's going to get them to pay for a movie ticket... And then they're going to complain about it for a couple of days, and then they're going to go sit their ass on the couch and play video games, and that's what they'll be doing.
That's exactly
when it comes
right.
time to
I don't
vote,
think so.
They're an apathetic bunch, and they're,
right,
they're
but
not
I'm thinking
going to
get
out.
They'll be all fired up for a couple of days, but after that couple of days rolls
the
by,
vote,
then you know what it'll be once again?
Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Now, we have our own version of Skateboard Man in here right now.
Boy, do we ever.
He's making a revisit, isn't he?
Jake the intern.
Tell you what,
he was now
the newly mohawked intern.
If you talk about
I'm
something
voting.
That may change the election, I think Kerry had a pretty good selection as vice president.
John Edwards?
Yeah. I think that's going to help him out.
Is that the former Reds catcher from
no.
the 61 World Series team?
It's a senator.
Thanks for touching the sports page, Mike.
It's a senator.
You're a moron.
He's a former attorney.
Sports.
Very good attorney.
He was an ambulance chasing attorney, by the way.
Tell you what I'm going to be looking forward to.
He was the tough, smart lawyer.
Quota.
Yeah.
Was he the Texas
I promise
hammer?
You.
Yeah.
I think he was the Boston hammer.
Yeah,
hammer.
I promise you. You know what?
It's too bad that he didn't select Condos and Condos as his running mate.
We got an election on our hands, boys.
Now, Jake is 18. He turns 19 in the month. He's of legal voting age. He has a mohawk. I guarantee you.
He loves skateboard music.
The apathy in your brain prior to Fahrenheit was probably.
So.
You weren't too high on voting.
I was a little higher on it than the rest of my friends were, but all of them are now.
And now they're going to vote for Kerry, right?
Yeah.
Because of the film, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of misleading, I guess, but whatever works to get the job done.
Right.
I'm doing
whatever
it.
Whatever gets the lazy asses out there to vote.
Do you not understand
so
that is
yeah,
propaganda
I know it's on one side?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Greggo.
That's my thing.
You know what? The Republicans could come out with something.
They do.
It's talk radio every day. They do it every day, and we just got to do
it. You two knuckleheads.
I'm not you guys.
You two fascists.
That's all right.
I'm not a Republican.
No, I'm not a Republican. Like, you know, like Sean Hannity and stuff like that. That's all Michael Moore is.
Are you a greenback?
He's just better at it.
Are you a greenback?
I'm a Tory.
You are?
He's a Whig.
I'm a Whig,
Mike's a Whig. See, I'm telling you, it's gonna sway the election.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think Jake is the exception, and I think he'll forget about it once
When
you say sway the election, you mean win it for him?
It has the power.
Or do you mean make it closer? Because how is
it's
it
gonna, already close.
How is it going to affect the electoral vote?
I think the younger generation, well, that's a good point.
Yeah, how's it going to affect that?
That's a good point.
Then why are we even voting?
Do we vote?
What is
good
the point?
Point?
Answer that, Hammer. Texas Hammer.
Because it gives everybody the perception that they're taking part in.
Well, I'd rather have the perception that I'm sitting around on my ass all day watching television rather than wasting time voting.
Well, you know what? You vote for the Electoral College. You've got the power to put them in there.
When?
That's your delegates.
Okay.
On the statewide election.
But not voting for the president?
Did you not take government in high school?
Yes, I did.
But
the thing is, voting for the president doesn't matter.
How can
but out in Knox City, they only teach straw polls.
How can America
We're ballot box 13, wasn't it?
The president
of the country?
Less paper, scissors.
No. I'm saying, why are we allowed to put the starting all-star team on the field, but not our own president? You know?
Because you are. You do it through the electoral
because they don't
college.
Want, because
then why is there a popular vote for the presidency?
Because the government doesn't want
you
Barry
can't
Larkin
that.
Being voted in as a starter.
That's right.
Right?
The government doesn't want that.
Right.
Somebody answer that question.
What?
Why
do we vote?
Why is there a popular vote for the presidency?
I honestly don't know.
What's the point? If it all comes down to electoral votes, which, yes, we do have the power to put to elect? What's the point?
You know what? You saw that movie for no reason, Jake.
Mm. Yeah.
No, go back we'll to riding your skateboard that. And...
listening to Rancid.
Pulling tubes.
Right. Doing ollies.
Get out.
What else?
Dennis Quaid took the marriage leap. He got married to someone with a funny name.
Is that somebody famous?
Should
no.
Should be in the story there in front
she
of you.
She is. Shut up. She got he got married to real estate agent Kimberly Buffington. Florida. By the way, they live in Texas. What was that, Mike? You can say it on the air. You don't have to say it in his ear.
Snake.
I didn't say anything.
You said, pelt him.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Snake.
Pelt him is exactly what you said.
Well, that mission is being carried out.
Snake.
Pelt him.
Snake. Cobra.
Why do you want to do that?
Because he hates you.
Snake. I hate him worse.
I'm trying to get
I
you to scream.
I hate you worse.
Snake.
So much.
Cobra. Stop.
Screamed.
I whip.
Tell political people to stop calling.
What are they saying?
They're just calling. Quit it.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, it does matter. Your vote counts.
Call me.
Snape.
Quota.
Email Corby.
Quota. Don't email me.
Yes,
Corby
email
Davidson
Cobra.
I don't
Hotmail.
Have a computer. I don't own a computer.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
you
he
do.
Does.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does. And he'll email you back.
I don't know how to answer email. And we were wondering how Wilco's Wilco's last album, A Ghost Is Born, did on the billboards. It did very well. It debuted at number 8
yes.
on the Billboard Top 200. It sold 81,000 copies in its first week. So see, there are 81,008 good music fans out there.
This week.
Wilco. Yeah, this week at least.
That's good for them.
You're damn right it is.
Good for them.
Debut at number 8.
The little band that tried.
With all the crap out there music-wise right now. All the garbage. All right, we got to go.
The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo makes a very triumphant return next week. Or actually next year on the ticket. GTK, Dallas.